Hello, welcome to the show called Job Opportunities. I'm Gene, a volunteer reader with SunSounds of Arizona. Let's begin by looking at the opportunities found in the Arizona Republic this past week. Florence Unified School District in Florence, Arizona, is advertising for a secondary school mathematics teacher. To teach high school math classes, apply technology tools and digital platforms to enhance student learning experiences, to design and administer tests, to provide constructive feedback to guide students' growth, requires a bachelor's degree in education or math or related field with teaching experience and an Arizona teaching certification. You can apply by going to www.fusdaz.org. www.f as in Frank, U as in ugly, S as in Sam, D as in David, A as in Anthony, and Z as in zebra.org. That's Florence Unified School District number 1, looking for a high school math teacher. Our next opportunity is in, it says it's in IT, but it looks like it's pharmaceutical. The company is called Tailstorm Health Incorporated. Tailstorm Health Incorporated in Chandler, Arizona. They're a pharmaceutical manufacturing firm. They have multiple openings. The first one is for IT Pharma Operations Specialist. And its ID number is 11439. Then there is a Quality Assurance Specialist, ID 11514, a Manufacturing and Production Specialist, job ID number is 11642, a Pharmaceutical QC Analyst, job ID number is 11685, a Production Quality Assurance Specialist, job ID is 11687, and a Manufacturing Engineer. And I don't see a job ID number for that. For information on travel and relocation, education and experience requirements, and pay or remuneration, as they say here in the ad, please refer to www.tailstormhealth, that's all one word, tailstormhealth.com. Send your resume to hr@tailstorm.com. Include the job ID number in the subject line. So it's a pharmaceutical manufacturing firm in Chandler, but the top listing said it was IT. So those are a couple of opportunities found in the Arizona Republic this past week. Let's look for some more. And under the general category, there is a nanny needed for Elizabeth Crank, K-R-A-N-K, in Chandler, Arizona, to care for children in private home. High school diploma or equivalent is required. 24 months experience as a nanny or child care worker is required. Email your cover letter and resume to rocker, R-O-C-K-E-R, dot Leila, L-E-I-L-A-H, at gmail.com. That's a nanny in Chandler. Then we have a fast food restaurant crew member. Fast food restaurant crew member. Tri-West Restaurants LLC. Oh, doing business as Wendy's. So Tri-West Restaurants LLC. They do business as Wendy's. They're hiring multiple full-time positions at multiple locations. The various duties include taking orders, cooking food, washing dishes, cleaning the restaurant, etc. Apply in person or mail your resume to the desired work site. Okay, so these are the desired work sites. Looks like we have one in Benson, one in Tucson, and another one in Tucson. Okay, so the first one in Benson is at 531 West 4th Street, Benson, Arizona, 85602. 531 West 4th Street, Benson, Arizona, zip code 85602. Now the next three are in Tucson. The first one is 1710 East Tucson Marketplace Boulevard. 1710 East Tucson Marketplace Boulevard, Tucson, Arizona, 85713 is the zip code. The next place at Wendy's is 3535 East Irvington Road, 3535 East Irvington Road, Tucson, Arizona, zip code 85714. And the last place in Tucson is 5639 West Cortero Farms Road. That's C-O-R-T-A-R-O, Cortero Farms Road, Tucson, Arizona. Zip code is 85742. So that's TriWest Restaurants, LLC, which does business as Wendy's, is looking to hire in four different positions for fast food restaurant crew members. Oh, my. Here is another ad, also from a company doing business as Wendy's. Doesn't say which company it is. It just says Arizona Restaurant Company, doing business as Wendy's, looking for fast food restaurant crew members. And the ad reads the same, hiring multiple full-time positions at multiple locations. The various duties are taking orders, cooking food, washing dishes, cleaning restaurant, etc. Apply in person or mail resume to desired work site. Well, guess what? These work sites are all here in the Valley of the Sun. So, if you're interested, the first one is in Queen Creek, 20,943 East Rittenhouse Road. That's R-I-T-T-E-N-H-O-U-S-E, Rittenhouse Road, Queen Creek, Arizona, 85142. The next one is at 4815 East Carefree Highway, Building 2, Cave Creek, Arizona, 85331. 4815 East Carefree Highway, Building 2, Cave Creek, Arizona, 85331. The next location is in Scottsdale. Actually, I think there's two of them here in Scottsdale. The first one is at 3014 North Scottsdale Road, 3014 North Scottsdale Road, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85251. And the next one is at 15416 North Pima Road, 15416 North Pima Road, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85260. The next location is in Phoenix, 2375 East Baseline Road, Phoenix, Arizona, zip code 85042. 2375 East Baseline Road, Phoenix, Arizona, zip code 85042. Next one's in Chandler, 816 West Warner Road, Chandler, Arizona, 85225. 816 West Warner Road, Chandler, Arizona, 85225. Now, we're back to Phoenix. The next three are in Phoenix. 12630 North Tatum Boulevard, Phoenix, Arizona, 85032. You know, I think I've gone to that restaurant and had a Wendy's before. 12630 North Tatum Boulevard, Phoenix, Arizona, 85032. The next one is 301 East Indian School Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. And you know what? I've been to that Wendy's, too. And the next one is in Phoenix on Ray Road, 4902 East Ray Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85044. Well, you'll be happy to know I haven't been to that Wendy's. And finally, the last one is in Apache Junction, 180 East Old West Highway, 180 East Old West Highway, Apache Junction, Arizona, zip code 85119. So those are all fast food restaurant crew members with the Arizona Restaurant Company, which does business as a Wendy's, and they're hiring multiple full-time positions at multiple locations. Wow, that's a lot. Now, our next opportunity is under the Healthcare and Dental Group. This is an ad from District Medical Group. District Medical Group. They're looking for a full-time internal medicine physician to provide daily outpatient care at Valleywise Community Health Center, North Phoenix. At Valleywise Community Health Center, North Phoenix. Requires a medical degree, completion of a 3-year internal medicine residency program. You have to have an Arizona medical license and be board certified or board eligible. This is 40 hours per week. And you can submit your resume via fax. It would go to DMG, I guess that's District Medical Group, DMG, Attention HR, and the fax number is 602-470-5067. The fax number is 602-470-5067. An internal medicine physician with District Medical Group. Now here's another position with District Medical Group. Internal medicine physician to provide daily patient care, including HIV outpatient medicine at Valleywise Community Health Center, McDowell. So it's a different location, the Valleywise Community Health Center, McDowell. Will also provide infectious disease inpatient medical services at Valleywise Health Medical Center. Requires a medical degree, completion of a 1-year internship in internal medicine, and a 2-year internal medicine residency program, or completion of a 3-year internal medicine residency, plus completion of a 2-year infectious diseases fellowship. You must have an Arizona medical license and be board certified or board eligible. And again, if you're interested, you would fax your resume to DMG, Attention HR, and the fax number is 602-470-5067. That's 602-470-5067. Oh, there's one more from District Medical Group. District Medical Group seeks a full-time family medicine physician to provide daily outpatient care at Valleywise Community Health Center in Peoria. Requires a medical degree, completion of a 3-year family medicine residency program, have an Arizona medical license, be board certified or board eligible, submit your resume via fax to DMG, Attention HR, and the fax number, same one, 602-470-5067. So that's a family medicine physician in the at the Valleywise Community Health Center in Peoria. Next up, we have an accountant in Mesa. A master's degree in accounting or related field, plus 1-year experience in accounting, plus proficiency with Microsoft Office and QuickBooks, a strong understanding of GAAP accounting principles and practices, must be highly detailed and oriented and organized, $72,426 per year. Apply to Fusion Orthopedics USA, LLC. Wow, that's the name. Fusion, F-U-S-I-O-N, Orthopedics, O-R-T-H-O-P-E-D-I-C-S, USA, comma, LLC. Their address is 6859 East Rembrandt Avenue. Rembrandt, R-E-M-B-R-A-N-D-T. 6859 East Rembrandt Avenue, Suite 122. Suite 122, Mesa, Arizona. Arizona, let's see, the zip code is 85212. Oh, and on the bottom line. Or you could email it to Sam at fusionorthopedics.com. So if you want to, if you don't want to mail it, you can just email the cover letter and resume to Sam at fusionorthopedics.com. Then we have a semiconductor components industry seeks a data analyst in Scottsdale, Arizona, to research, analyze, and organize data to build data pipelines for semiconductor manufacturing operations. Requires a master's degree. Email your resumes to hr.resumes@onsemi.com. Must refer to job title and code. Well, the job title is a data analyst. Oh, there's the job code. DA-YC. DA-YC. Put that in the subject line. And when I say dash, I mean a horizontal line between two letters, but it's halfway between the top and the bottom of the letters. That was Semiconductor Components Industries looking for a data analyst in Scottsdale, Arizona. Well, that's all the job opportunities found in the Arizona Republic, except for a whole mess of engineering positions with American Travel Services, and a bunch of IT positions. So I think we'll close out the Arizona Republic at this point. And let's take a look at a couple of websites that post jobs for various cities. Let's take one from the East Valley and one from the West Valley. Let's start with, how about Mesa? Let's go to Mesa's website. Now, when you type into your browser's search bar, you type in mesaaz.gov, it will load the website for the city of Mesa. And in the top left corner is the menu, and then just to the right of that is the graphic for Mesa, Arizona. And on the right-hand side is a search box, what can we help you find, and a search. Below that, there's this nice video picture. It's kind of like it shows you the skyline. It looks like it was taken from a drone or a helicopter where you're looking down on the city, and there's various scenes. And then below that, Friday, May 2nd, and you get six tabs in six circles from left to right. So on the left-hand side, it's utilities and account. Then to the right of that is careers and benefits. To the right of that is trash and recycling, and then parks and recreation, then city court and city calendar. I'm going to click on careers and benefits because I think that's where things are located. And then loads that page, and we've got careers and benefits. Now the menu is on the far right-hand side. There's a nice picture, a graphic about the workplace and Together in Mesa. I'm scrolling down the page, and oh, here we go. Three tabs, and they look like blocks. On my computer, about 3-inch by 3-inch blocks. And so on the left-hand side, it says current job opportunities. In the middle, it's employee benefits. And on the far right side, it's why work at the city of Mesa. I'm going to click on current job opportunities. And then it loads a website. And there's a little picture of a skyline of the city of Mesa, but it says city of Mesa job opportunities. And then as you scroll down, all righty, on the left-hand side is a search box. On the right-hand side, it says 68 jobs found. And you have your choice of whether you see them in a grid view or a list view. And you can sort by posting date, newest to oldest, or oldest to newest, and job title A to Z, job title Z to A, salary highest to lowest, and salary lowest to highest. Well, that's interesting. Well, so right now I have it set for a grid view and 68 jobs, and the first one showing on the left-hand side, there's a job title, Application Support IT Engineer 2. And then the next column to the right of that is the job type. Is it full-time, seasonal, or part-time? To the column to the right of that is salary. So that Application Support IT Engineer 2, the salary is $93,760. Up to $137,385 annually. But the next column over is the closing date. And this one says continuous. So it's going to be open until they fill it. But the next one down is aquatics head coach, seasonal, $23.29 an hour. And it closes on August 28th of 2025. So I scroll on down and I'm looking at aquatics maintenance worker, cemetery worker, city archaeologist, assistant city prosecutor, and now I'm looking at page 2, and it loads the next 10 or so, civil engineer, civilian paramedic, construction supervisor, court interpreter, deputy director environmental and sustainability. Wow, 101,000 to 144,000, and it closes May 22nd. I wonder what a deputy director for environmental and sustainability does. So I put my cursor on the title, and I click once, and from the right-hand side pops up the job description. And it shows the salary at the top, the full-time, the department is in development services. The closing date is May 22nd, 11:59 p.m. Arizona time. There's a job number. Then it says the description, gives you the duties, manages and directs the city's environmental sustainability unit. The position is responsible for providing advice to all levels of city management on environmental and sustainability policies, compliance status, issues and concerns related to air quality, stormwater, hazardous materials, water and energy conservation, renewable energy, public outreach and education, and green buildings. Oh, and it goes on and on and on and on. Then we says, I'm scrolling down the page, qualifications and requirements, minimum qualifications required, graduation from an accredited college or university with a bachelor's degree in environmental science or environmental engineering or environmental planning, sustainability, water resources, business administration or public relations, public administration or a related field, and extensive 5+ years of progressively responsible experience in the management and administration of environmental and or sustainability programs. Whew, wow. Preferred qualifications. Then there's a link to the job description, and finally at the bottom there's the employer, the HR department phone number, their address, and their website. You know, but I was interested in applying for this position, but there's no apply. Oh, wait a minute, the apply button. I know, it's up there at the top right-hand corner. There is an apply button near the top right-hand corner, and that takes you to the online application page. That's how the city of Mesa works their HR job site. Let's turn now to the West Valley. What should we look for in the West Valley? Should we do Peoria or Glendale? Let's do Peoria. So in your computer's search bar, you type in the browser peoriaaz.gov. That's peoriaaz.gov. Loads the website. On the left-hand corner at the top, there's a seal for Peoria, Arizona, then the word City of Peoria next to it. And then you have a tab for residence, to the right of that business, to the right of that government, to the right of that I want to, and a search button. Well, I'm thinking it's probably government, so I put my cursor over the word government, and it gives me, on my computer, 4 columns. So on the left column, it's Americans with Disabilities. The next column to the right of that is city law. To the column to the right of that is mayor and city council. And on the far right-hand side, the departments. And I just scroll down through the departments to human resources, click on human resources, and it loads the human resource page. Then I scroll down the human resource page, and in the center, benefits, then there's a tab for employment. Ah, view current job openings right underneath the word employment. I click on view job openings, employment opportunities. Uh-oh, we have another link. City of Peoria. This is their job page, and then they have 2 links. The first one in the center of the page is for new applicants, and below that is a tab for current City of Peoria employees. So I'm going to click on the new applicants job opportunities and load that page. Okay, so at the top of the page, it's the City of Peoria. As you scroll down, it says recently posted jobs. Oh, there's a button on the right-hand side that says Create a Job Alert. That's great because you can create an account, and then if you're interested in a particular job, they'll actually email you if the job becomes available. But it doesn't tell me how many jobs there are. The first one is listed as Principal Planner. It says posted 20 hours ago. And then underneath that, Police Property Evidence Technician. customer service assistant in the library. Well, what's a customer service assistant in the library? Do I put my cursor over the title? It loads the page. Closing date is May 11th. Love helping people and being surrounded by books. As a customer service assistant at the library, you'll be the go-to person for creating great experiences for our visitors. Whether it's answering questions, helping with program sign-ups, taking payments, or booking community spaces, you'll make sure everyone feels welcome and supported. Key responsibilities. Here's like 3, 6, 7 bullets. Answers phones, provides public with general information, accepts applications for programs, inputs, retrieves, and upgrades customer data and account status, assists with special programs and events. Then there's Why Peoria, all about Peoria. Then we are, then we get to the application process. Then we get to other requirements. Minimum requirements, a high school diploma or equivalent. Previous experience required in the same or similar positions. A valid driver's license upon hire. Must complete all required city training courses within 6 months of hire. And I've gotten all the way to the bottom of the page. Oh, I don't see where to apply. Where? Oh, I'm going to scroll back up to the top. Is there anything? There it is. Top right-hand corner. There's the apply button. Well, that's how the city of Peoria handles their job website. So we saw Mesa on the East Valley and Peoria in the West Valley. And we checked out the Arizona Republic for general views. So I'm afraid that's about all the time we have. So I'm going to have to say goodbye at this point. I'm Gene, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona. You have been listening to the show called Job Opportunities. I hope you have a great week ahead, and I hope you keep on listening. Bye.